The efforts of Dillingham to annex the nearby waters of Bristol Bay will be brought to the ballot sometime early next year, if the local boundary commission makes its approval final next month. The city has not been able to form a borough and says it needs the annexation so it can help fund its operations with a fish tax. Mike Mason reports from member station KDLG.
The city council has apparently decided to put off the vote until sometime early next year, most likely during a special election in February. The council received an update on the annexation effort during Thursday night's meeting. The new Dillingham city manager is Dan Forrester.
We have been attempting to contact each of the seven communities to bring them into discussion. We have had two in-person contacts that resulted in good exchanges, and we're still contacting the others. In addition, the LBC will be making their final decision known on October 4th, and this is a change in their schedule. And then on October 13th, that's when they're going to issue the formal written opinion or notice.
In late April, the Local Boundary Commission conditionally approved the annexation petition from the city, and the formal language of the decision was finalized in May. The next step in the process is basically for the city to hold an election of Dillingham residents who will vote yes or no on the proposed annexation of nearly 395 square miles of water and about 3 acres of land into the city. One of the main opponents of the proposed annexation has been the native village of Ekuk, which filed a request back in June to the Local Boundary Commission asking for reconsideration of their approval of the City of Dillingham's annexation petition. The LBC approved the request to reconsider the decision, and a decision on the actual points in the reconsideration brief is scheduled for next month. In their approval of the Dillingham annexation, the Local Boundary Commission mandated that the city attempt to meet with representatives of the cities of Alignagik, Clarks Point, Noustuyahok, Ekwok, and Manicotic, along with the new Kalikinik Village Council and the native village of Ekuk, regarding post-annexation financial matters. The city is required to file a report on the meeting attempts with the LBC by November 30th. The attorney for the native village of Ekuk is Jim Baldwin from Juneau. He says one of the main points in the reconsideration brief was that the annexation decision should not be final until after the efforts to meet with the various villages in the region is complete.
Well, what I'd like to see happen is that the parties meet and take this consultation seriously and arrive at a plan or a method for fairly distributing the revenue that's going to be derived from the territory that's been annexed.
In the end, the LBC staff agreed that reconsideration should be allowed on three of the points brought up in the brief filed by the native village of Ekuk. The Local Boundary Commission is currently scheduled to meet on October 4th, beginning at 10 a.m., to consider the reconsideration. After that meeting, the LBC staff will prepare a formal written ruling, which the LBC will consider at another meeting scheduled for October 13th. It was thought the city would try and hold a vote on the matter during next month's municipal election, but the city council has apparently decided to hold off on such a vote until sometime next year. In Dillingham, I'm Mike Mason.